one important reminder which we should have given earlier, but unfortunately we forgot. But the Dean's talk is never too late. Today is the 1st of April, and unfortunately many Muslims use this day wrongly to play pranks, etc., on other people. We should never do this. We should abstain from it fully and completely. Actually, from what we have gathered, this April Fool Day came about when the Muslims were expelled from Spain. The highest the Muslims had reached as far as materialism is concerned, dunya-wise, and even dini-wise, in Spain they had reached a very high level. Muhyiddin ibn al-Arabi, rahmatullah alayhi, great, great buzurgs from Spain. And in fact, one kitab that I saw, a book in English, not even when the buzurg was born or when he died, only his name, about 200 pages just of the names of the buzurgs of Spain. So how many buzurgs there were. Then of course in worldly sciences, maths, etc., all these things, they were very, very advanced. But unfortunately, as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam told, I fear for my ummah, when dunya will come, then the destruction will come. The greatest harm that came to Islam was also in Spain. The Tatars in Turkey and that side, they also caused great harm when it was feared that the name of Islam will not remain in the world after this. But Allah is going to look after his deen and it will stay. And today also, Shaitan and his allies are making so much effort to destroy deen, the actual deen, completely. But Allah will look after his deen. And it comes in the hadith that always there will be a group of people who will be few, but they will remain strong on the true Islam of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they will face all adversities and all things that will go against them. May Allah make us amongst them, and may Allah accept inshallah. So anyway, so when they chased out the Muslims from Spain and they made a dumping ground of them in South America. Until today, there are many places which have been changed into museums. They put up masjids, but today you can't even recognize it as a masjid. It's a museum, it's a business mall. There are so many places in South America in the various cities. So when the last one left, they painted his face black, and it happened to be the first day of April. And they say, you get out from you, you be fool. You get out from here. So when we want to play pranks and we sort of celebrate April Fool's Day, we are celebrating our destruction. And who can be more stupid than that? And just because we don't know, we are doing this. And we also phone people, play fools with them, joke with them, etc. All types of things. We should abstain from it more than 100% also. And we should not even be conscious it's the 1st of April. We shouldn't be even conscious it's 25th of December, 1st January. These things got nothing to do with us. And Islamically, we don't know our dates also. Many of us don't even know which month it is, or which when we were born. The English date we know, but the Islamic date we don't know. Also very sad that most of our students also, if we ask them which year you graduated, then it's the English year. Hardly anyone, they are mashallah, there's no doubt. Very, very few will give you the Islamic date. Otherwise, only the English date. May Allah save us and guide us towards righteousness and become loyal and sincere to the true Islam of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the talk that I wish to base it on this ayat, because we are coming to the end of Jamadiul Ukhra and we will be starting with Rajab. Rajab is famous that this is the month in which the Mi'raj of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam took place. And the sum total, the khulasa of Mi'raj is the gift of namaz. That Allah gave namaz to the ummah. And namaz really, unfortunately, because we haven't worked on namaz, we don't know the value of namaz. We have taken it to be a duty, like a burden, na'uzu billah, that we have to have roll call to see if the students are present or etc. But namaz really is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. And with who did Allah send this gift to us? By Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if somebody honorable sends a gift to you and you reject it, it's so bad. And if the bringer of that gift is also such an honorable person, so if we don't make our namaz, it is like we are rejecting this gift which Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has given us, and that we have, and it has been brought to us by Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, originally Allah Ta'ala had made 50 namazes for us. Then Allah reduced it. That's a long explanation and detail, but Allah has left it at 5. Now today, a person who makes 5 times namaz, Allah Ta'ala said, مَا يُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلُ لَدَيَّ وَمَا أَنَا بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. That I don't change my word, my promise. I said 50 namazes, now I've made it 5, but the sawabs I still give off 50. If a person makes his 5 times namaz, he gets a sawab of making 50 times namaz a day. And if we work out on average, roughly about, it takes for one namaz about half an hour. If you have to make wuzu, you come to the masjid, your sunnats, etc., roughly more or less half an hour. So 50 namazes will equal 25 hours. So 24 hours we will be counted in namaz if we make our 5 times namaz. May Allah give us tawfiq. And in this ayat kareema, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. قَدْ is for tahqeeq, that there is no doubt about it. First of all, kalamullah, the words of Allah, there is no doubt. If Allah just states something, but Allah is stating it with stress, قَدْ. And أَفْلَحَ is fi'l madhi. So in other words, you have already become successful. It's not that you may become, you will become. You have already become successful. Who are those people who have already become successful? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The people who are people of Iman, who have got Iman in them. Not the words of Iman, not the picture of Iman, the reality of Iman. And just to understand that, for example, you have a picture of a lion. That lion can't do anything. Small children will also take a knife and poke in its eyes and see how brave I am. I poke in the eyes of the lion. Lion can't do me anything. They'll take a scissor and they'll cut the tail off. Lion can't do. It's a picture of a lion. One is a real lion, but in the zoo, it is in the cage. And children go there also and they interfere with the lion. They throw stones at it or they poke a stake, though it's written, don't interfere with the animal. But they do this. But then they say, see how brave I am. I can do this with the lion. Because the lion is in a cage. And a real lion in a jungle, try and interfere with that lion. Not even interfere, just go towards that lion and see what will happen to it, how it will tear you apart. So like that is Iman and the Mu'mineen. One, unfortunately, most of us today, we are just pictures of Iman. So therefore, the kuffar are treating us as they want to. What is happening in Syria, what is happening in Iraq, in Palestine, Afghanistan, Pakistan, the whole world. What laws they are making today about hijab also, about everything, because we are picture Muslims. Had we been true Muslims, it should be a different thing. And unfortunately, in fact, I'll just mention this also, Haji Bhai Padiam Rahmatullah Ali was traveling once by plane, and next to him a Jewish rabbi was sitting. So in their little discussion they were having, this Jewish rabbi told Haji Bhai Padiam Rahmatullah Ali that we are not afraid of the Muslims today at all, because today they are also materialistically inclined, and we are also materialistically inclined. And who has got more material, he is more superior. So we have got more, and our fight is on materialism with one another. That we, for example, even in war, that we have got more bombers, we have got more jets, we have got more everything, tanks, everything, and our knowledge of these things are also more. So you people can't compare with us. But the day, he said, that your fajr gets full, how it gets full for Juma, that day we fear you and we won't fight you also. Because that we know we cannot fight you, then Allah's help will be with you. So if namaz we are right, I mentioned this once in the UK, and a brother came to me after namaz, and then he told me that he lives in a Jewish suburb. And he goes every year to India, Pakistan, from wherever he comes, and he says, whenever I come back, the past 2-3 years, my Jewish neighbor comes and visits me, and he asks me that how many people are making Fajr namaz. I tell him, a handful, few people, hardly one stuff, very few people. So then I asked him one day, but why do you ask me this question? He says, because when your Fajr, you're going to get full, how you get full at Juma time? then we won't fight you also. Then Allah's help will be with you. And namaz, salat, is not the whole of deen. If we bring the whole of deen into us, all the aspects of deen, Allah's 100% full help will be with us. And then again, that is the positive side. The negative side, we're not regular with namaz. And we are students in the Darul Ulum. We are becoming ulama. We are becoming hafiz. If our namaz is not in place, then how are we going to lead the community? What are we going to teach the community? And then again, the negative aspect, the gunas that we are committing. Today, which guna is there which we are not committing? Every guna, what we can think of, we are committing. And more worse than that, we don't even make tawbah from that gunas. We are committing gunas left, right and center. And we don't even think of it as a guna, so we don't even make tawbah from it. Like for example, the guna of the eyes. We don't even think of it as a guna. We fall into this guna so much. We go to the shops here, in front of the Darul Uloom, women who are walking here, anywhere, our eyes fall. And perhaps we take and some enjoyment also, the nafs, but we don't make tawbah. Ghibat, backbiting, is so common. And we don't even think, and it's worse than committing incest with your own mother, backbiting. And it is so common, whether it is amongst the students, whether it is amongst the special people, whoever. Unfortunately, that is also so common, but we don't even ever make, we justify ourselves. That I was only speaking at the reality, the truth, that is ghibat. And if you are lying, then that is false accusation. That is even worse, buhtan. But all these gunas are so common. For example, Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sahib, our Shaykh al-Hadith said, if we make namaz, our outward namaz is not still correct. Allah give jazaa khair to Maulana Abdullah Maulvi, how in detail over how many weeks he explained to us, lift your hands till the earlobes. We hardly, still nobody is really doing it. Your toes must face towards Qibla. Nobody is doing it. Our legs are still facing east and west. Four fingers space between the two legs. But nothing. Our eyes and Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sahib, Damat Barakatum said, if there was a screen to show what we're thinking in namaz, and everyone could see that screen, that what things we are thinking about in namaz, forget outside namaz, what will be our condition? So namaz is the first thing that we will be taken to task for in the akhirah. After iman, and this is for those people who got iman and who die with iman. I just heard something very, very beneficial. It can help all of us. So I'll just mention it with regard to iman. Somebody asked Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh that at the time of mort a person is in sakarat. And with sakarat is not easy. It's a difficult time. When the ruh wants to come, illa mashallah, who Allah makes it for easy, may Allah make it easy for all of us. But anyway, sakarat, the ruh wants to come out. Just to give you a little explanation of that, one person went to a great buzur. If I remember the name, I'll mention it. He was first he should deal with a medicine and atar. He had that shop. Fariduddin Attar rahmatullah alayh. So this person came like a beggar. He was a big Allah wala. So he asked him, how will your ruh go out? He says, what you worried about me? You worry about yourself how your ruh will go out. He said, my ruh will go out like this. He lied down and his ruh went out. Very easy, no sakarat, nothing. Then he got one and he told him that your ruh, your love is in every bottle is your love. Like a shopkeeper, how much goods he knows that I got 20 of this, 25 of that. And anywhere he is, if he phones to his shop also, he says that in that corner is this kept. This is, so in other words, your connection is with all these things, material things. So when your ruh comes out and it's connected with all this, it has to be pulled out from all there. And that is like a silk cloth being pulled out from thorns. How it gets torn and it gets, may Allah make it easy for us. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh gave a wonderful prescription, and I would like to share that with all. He said there are two things you must do. Then inshaAllah, sakarat is one thing. And at that time shaitan tries his utmost to rob you of your iman. So you are faced on two sides you are. Your sakarat is also so difficult, and shaitan is trying his utmost also. So there are two things that you must do. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah, he said, make regularly shukr on the iman Allah has given you. Because Allah has promised, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that I will increase you. The other thing Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah said, the two sunnats of Maghrib that you read. In the one read, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, and in the second rakat, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, with the niyat of hifazat of iman, that Allah must protect my iman. So, but don't fix it permanently. Fuqahai said, don't fix your, but normally, try to read it commonly. Now and then, change it. But try and read in the two sunnats of Maghrib with the niyat of protecting one's iman. Kul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq and kul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. May Allah give us tawfiq. May Allah in His kindness protect our iman. Also, we should remember at this that our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayh, said that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is not that friend that when you need Him the most, He'll leave you in the lurch. He'll protect you, He'll be with you. And the time we will need Allah the most is at the time of mort. And but who? The friend. A person who had become the friend of Allah, who has become a wali of Allah. And who is a wali of Allah? Who does what Allah has commanded him to do, stays away from the things Allah has made haram. Then he does more. He makes nafil ibadat also. He worries about deen also. How to establish deen in the world. How to make it alive. All that also he worries. Whether it is through tabligh jamaat. Whether it is through teaching children and they will go and teach. Whether it is in writing kitabs, in giving bayans. But is that not just for the sake of bayan. Or not just for the sake of teaching. Or just getting a wage. No, but with that concern of deen. That how can every sunnah come alive. It comes also, it is narrated, that a person who makes an effort that deen must become alive, sunnats must become alive, that person is in jihad. So how great is in this? So we should make effort on that, inshallah. So that is a wali. And Allah won't let His friend lose in a lurch if you become a friend of Allah. But if we don't even make, we're not making our namaz also. And then again, the next thing is, before quality of namaz, how many namazes we got qadha? Since the time we became baligh, till today, maybe some of our students also. One good friend of ours, he's a mufti, and he gives me regularly a report. Now I got so many namazes left. Qadha. Now so many. He's a mufti. But his namaz had become qadha. He became conscious of it, alhamdulillah. And that is also a great thing. That a person becomes conscious of his gunas. Otherwise, we commit gunas. We don't think we make gunas. We don't make tawbah. We never think about it. Our good deeds, what we do outwardly, that we think we are buzurgs, we are pious. Many of us are such. Allah save us all and forgive us all. We got topi, beard, kurta. Ladies got burqa. Now we are pious. But is that piety? That is a good sign, mashallah. That must be there. But that's not the end of piety. That's just the start of piety. Many of us, we just satisfy that we got sunnats. A boy comes and proposes, he was in sunnat. That he got topi, he got beard. The girl, she's in burqa. And we know also the condition. We go, people who wear regularly kurta and beard and topi, they go for a holiday, that's put one side. Now it is Bermudas, T-shirt, even namaz we make like that. So namaz also is such a thing. Sometimes of necessity we have to make at home namaz. We shouldn't make it in pyjamas. We shouldn't make it with our Bermudas, etc. Where will a person go to go in the shop, in his office, and he's wearing his pyjamas and going? And here we're standing in front of Allah. When we're coming to the masjid, we wear kurta. So it is this Allah different in the masjid, and the Allah at home is the different Allah. He's the same Allah. We should have that same respect. Allah give us tawfiq. Allah give us understanding. Our clothing is like that. And really, like that we don't think of it. When we are wearing a t-shirt, bermuda, when we are making namaz, we don't think how horrible it looks. But when we see somebody else making like that, then we realize. This whole setup part is all uncovered, etc. Kurta covers us so nicely. It's a dress of respect. So first, let us see that we start making our namazes. Then look at our qaza namazes. Well, how lot we got qaza? Start working on it. Allah reward ulama, they have worked out nice, nice booklets. How you can keep record and tick off all your namazes of your qaza, etc. Nice kitabs are written. There is a booklet with all columns in it. Here in South Africa, alhamdulillah, they have done it. So all this, we should try and find out, make our qaza namazes. Then turn towards the quality of our namaz. Quality of namaz are also two things. First, try and correct the outward condition of our namaz. Our eyes, where must we must be looking. I'll just give you one little example. How effective namaz is. Allah says, "Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar." Namaz stops you from all fahsha, lewd things, lustful things, bad things. Many of us, we feel, I got a lot of desire in me. Now, make your namaz properly. Namaz will stop that. It will come right. All that, many students face this problem also. That the lust that we have, we turn to masturbation, we turn to pornography, all this. Make your namaz correct. Allah has declared, if namaz is right, it will save you from fahsha and munkar, all bad things, dislike things. Namaz will save you from it. I got an angry habit of becoming angry. Work on your namaz. I've got a habit of ghibat, backbiting. Work on your namaz. Let us make our namaz correct. And then we will see. Now, outward namaz, how many of us are still... I said only to put the back to fence off. We'll put all the fence off. Now it's full there. You can put the fence on the front section. So, namaz is a thing that we should work on. And we should make our namaz correct. Then, inshaAllah, all these things by the word of Allah. And we haven't got yaqeen on the words of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has declared, "Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar." So we should work on that. And then further, our outward namaz, we should be correct. Make our ruku properly, our sajda properly. When we stand up from ruku, stand properly. Don't just rush and make our namazes. Between the two sajdas, sit properly. Otherwise, we're just going up and down, and we're rushing. Many of us, like Fajr, we get up late. And how we rush through that namaz. And we should also remember, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that if a namaz is made good, and we made a proper namaz, as that namaz goes up to Allah Ta'ala, it gives you du'as. That you made me good, you performed a good namaz, may Allah keep you also good. And if you perform a bad namaz, that namaz goes in the form of a black, dirty cloth. And it gives baddua to you. That as you destroyed me, may Allah destroy you. More or less the meaning of the words. And that namaz is taken in that black form and thrown back at you. Allah save us. And we are happy I made namaz. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Jazahumullah Khair, he said that, but not making namaz is worse than even making such a namaz. But about 90% of the ummah, perhaps people give different figures, are not making namaz at all. 10% are those who are, amongst the 10% are those who are only making Eid namazes, or only the Jummah namaz, and others who are only making few namazes a day. And a namazi is called a namazi, not who makes 4 times a day namaz, 5 times. And then again the quality. So the outward, at least correct our outward. And how much the ulama are making effort. Maulana Abdullah Maulvi, every Tuesday, he's explaining to us, but we don't want to change, we don't hear also. And we don't change and correct ourselves. Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sahib, Damat Barakatum, how much he explains on namaz, the quality of namaz, to correct our namaz. That is the outside namaz. Then the inside namaz, that you build that connection with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. One time, Maulana Khair Muhammad Jalandri Rahmatullah Ali, most probably it was him, before the partition of India and Pakistan, invited Hazrat Shaykhul Islam Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani Rahmatullah Ali to their town to come and make Jummah namaz and have programs. It was before partition. So it's a long journey, and in between the train changes engines. They put other engines on. And so at that place, it was Fajr time, they started making Fajr namaz. So it takes about perhaps 20 minutes, half an hour for them to change the engines. It takes a while. So Maulana Madani made the imamat. And he read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Surah Dahar. And not only what Itminan and Allahu Akbar, those were namazes. as the Sahaba say, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's namaz was a beautiful namaz. Not like our namazes. Allah forgive us. Allah gave us such a great gift, but how we just... So he made his namaz, and then they whistled for the train, it's going to move. And then the conductor came there by them and told them, hurry up, the train is going to move. Finally, the train went away, and they still in namaz. So after namaz, and this is not in the masjid with 1,000 people on the bike. Maybe there were only 2-3 people, 4 people there, and on the station platform. But with what itminan he was making namaz. Then Maulana Khair Muhammad told him, Hazrat, the train is gone. Now we can't go for the program. Everything has to be cancelled also. And at such a time, to make namaz little bit short is permissible. When we like that, traveling and that. So what did Maulana reply? He said, I had no idea. I didn't hear a sound of the whistling of the conductor coming. That was collated. I was put by Allah. Reading and that concentration. Where are we going to bring that concentration? Hey, when are we going? Hey, when are we going to bring it? And we don't work for it. How it's going to come? If you don't work for it, we don't think about it. And our namaz, we know what is our condition. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon us. And that at least one thing, Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Hazrat Ji, many times he should say, let us at least try and bring one thing right in the ummah, namaz. And also, not perfect namaz, at least we try that everyone is reading namaz, performing namaz, that we are not doing. And then to correct our namaz, to make it correctly. I asked Maulana Fadlur Rahman Sahib that when he was giving a talk, he said that Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali, he said something very severe about those people who don't read namaz. But he didn't say what it was. So I went and asked him, Hazrat, what was that? So he says that many of the mashayikh also, still their namazes are not correct. Forget students, forget ulama, for the mashayikh also. Because we never worked on namaz. We never thought it is something that we have to work on. And really, whatever problems we have got, and then when you make your namaz and you turn to Allah Ta'ala, see in your namaz, 2 rakats of namaz, and the Sahaba walked over the water. 2 rakats of namaz, and the Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum, changed the condition of the world. But today, we make so many rakats of namaz, but the namaz hasn't got life in it. One is, a person heard that with a bullet you can kill a person. So he went, he got a bullet and he threw it at a fly. Fly also didn't die. So he said, that person lies. He said, you can kill a person. But you must put that bullet in the gun, in the firearm, and shoot it. Then see how, what's its effect. So just like that, we hear about namaz, but we say namaz hasn't done anything for us. But are we making namaz? Or we only got the picture of namaz? The reality of namaz has still come into very few people. Allah make us all amongst them. That Allah blesses us with the reality of salat, of namaz. And we can make our namazes correctly. So this, in the month of Rajab, this is the thing that we should work on. And when we go, then Rajab is coming, then Shaban. Already in Rajab, which is coming in about 10 days time or so, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so concerned about Ramadan that he made this dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, give us barakat in the month of Rajab and Shaban. And oh Allah, let us reach Ramadan. Because of the greatness of Ramadan. But if somebody comes into the month of Ramadan, but his namazes are also, he's not even performing his namazes, then how is he going to get the great favors of Allah which come in Ramadan? First we make our namazes, and the month of Rajab, make a decision that we are going to make our 5 times namaz, with jamaat, with takbir-e-ula. And then we are going to, our qaza namazes we are going to start to perform. Find out from ulama how to go about it. And then, the quality of our namaz, outward and inward, and then tawbah and istighfar to Allah, that he still, we cannot fulfill the rights of Allah as it's supposed to be. Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wa.